Leonardo DiCaprio joins Hollywood elites to deliver lesson on looming climate Armageddon. By Simon Kent on November 19, 2021. Fresh from attending the UN COP26 climate summit in Glasgow, Scotland, actor and environmental activist Leonardo DiCaprio has joined a host of fellow Hollywood stars to deliver a lesson for the planet on deliverance from imminent climate Armageddon. AFP reports the dark satire Don't Look Up stars DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence as astronomers whose warnings about imminent catastrophe fall on deaf ears in a divided United States led by an incompetent president, played by Meryl Streep. DiCaprio, a one-time UN messenger of peace, applauded Adam McKay's script for solving the next to impossible problem of making a suspenseful film about a crisis that evolves over a century. How do we as a species, as a society, as a culture, politically, deal with imminent Armageddon? DiCaprio asked a Los Angeles preview screening audience on Thursday, seeking to build on his own environmental credentials. He had cracked the code, so to speak, on how to bring all the insanity that we as the human race are responding to this crisis, in a two-hour format, he said. The film, also starring Ariana Grande, Kate Blanchett, Mark Rylance, and Jonah Hill, hits theaters December 10 before streaming on Netflix from Christmas Eve, AFP outlined. DiCaprio said he hoped the project would start to create different conversations, and more people talking about it will push the private sector and the powers that be to make massive change. But he admitted he had not much optimism about humanity's ability to resolve the climate crisis or if anyone was really listening to the messages being sent out by climate delegates. Especially after coming back from Glasgow and seeing these commitments that can be changed by the next wacky administration that might come in and pull out, he warned. This is not the first time DiCaprio has seen fit to wade into the climate debate with a message of impending doom for civilization. For instance, just days after he told Charlie Rose in an interview in January 2016, climate change is the biggest problem that mankind has ever had to face. The Academy Award winner flew on a private jet to the World Economic Forum's WEF annual conference in Davos, Switzerland to denounce the greed of the energy industry. In May of that year, the actor flew an estimated 8,000 miles from the Cannes Film Festival in France to New York, where he received the Fisherman's Ball's Big Fish Award for his commitment to clean water, and back to France to give a speech at Amphar Cinema Against AIDS Gala. He has also warned climate deniers should not be allowed to hold public office. In a thinly veiled attack on Donald Trump that was staged in coordination with the Obama administration. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.